Court, Trump impeachment trial. White House attorneys remain on Capitol Hill tonight.
Florida's former Attorney General Pam Bondi played a number of videos to buttress Republican claims the president had good reason to bring up the Bidens during his call with the Ukrainian president. They included testimony by former administration officials during the House impeachment inquiry that having Hunter Biden on the board of the natural gas company Burisma while his father was vice president and dealt with corruption issues involving Ukraine raised conflict of interest concerns.
All we are saying is that there was a basis to talk about this, to raise this issue, and that is enough.
There's been no evidence that either Biden did anything wrong. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Democrats continue to push for witnesses after former National Security Advisor John Bolton's upcoming book revealed President Trump told him he wanted aid to Ukraine frozen until it launched a probe into Joe Biden. I'm Ann Cates. At least five cases of a fast-spreading virus have been confirmed in the U.S. Correspondent David Culver reports China continues to battle the epidemic in the city where the disease originated.
You've got President Xi Jinping, who has really pushed this hard, and the construction of two new hospitals, one of them expected to open in just a few days' time. Combined, they'll have about 2,000 plus patients. Then you've got deployment of medical military personnel. They are already on the ground within that lockdown zone, which incorporates some 57 million people.
Efforts continue to recover remains from a hillside near Los Angeles, the site of the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. 20 investigators are at the scene in Calabasas, California. A big sell-off today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 454 points. The S&P 500 down 52. The NASDAQ off 176. I'm Ann Cates.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Testimony resumed today in the fourth day of Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York.
The jury heard from a tearful Miriam Haley describing how in 2006, when she was working for Weinstein as a production assistant, he sexually assaulted her in his Manhattan apartment. She described in graphic detail how he forced her into a bedroom where there were children's toys, pinned her arms down, and performed a sex act on her. Haley said she eventually gave up fighting back because it became pointless. The defense questioned why she didn't walk away from Weinstein at the Cannes Film Festival 2 years later and showed the jury an email she sent to Weinstein afterwards. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Jerry Craft's New Kid, a graphic novel about a seventh grader's struggle to adjust to a private school with little diversity, has won the John Newbery Medal for the year's best children's book. New Kid also received a Coretta Scott King Award. I'm Ann Cates.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5522 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5522. Enjoy!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies tonight with patchy fog. Lows will be at the lower 40s at daybreak. For Tuesday, sunny with highs in the mid-60s, and the outlook for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Pipe and Supply, and Ed's Seafood
it's
Shed.
Fantabulous Seafood Shed.
Yep, yep.
Some great groceries. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good people, good groceries.
Let's do something different today.
What are we going to do? We're going to talk about cars?
We're going to talk about cars. And maybe get some people to call in and say, hey, I got a problem with this car. Call in and tell us about, you know, maybe it's something that you told them how to fix a car and it fixed the car or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be exciting.
That'd be a novel idea.
Since it's a rarity.
Some unsolicited testimonials.
There you go. There you go.
I'm all for that.
That'd be different, wouldn't it?
That'd be different. We'll pay them twice
what we paid them the last time.
I know it, man. You know, we'll add a zero to it.
That's right.
Yeah. They'll get double zero.
Yeah.
We'll even move the period.
But if you would like to join the conversation, the phone lines are open. Yeah. We always look for first-time callers, too, because we know you're out there.
Yeah, don't be scared. Just call in.
That's right.
It won't hurt you, I promise
you. If we can talk on these microphones, you can talk on the phone.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. It didn't make a difference. I know everywhere you go, people are talking to you. I heard you on the show, man. I heard you talking about this and I heard you talking about that. Same way with myself. Mm-hmm. Over the years. Oh, man, I recognize that voice. I listen to y'all all the time. So I know you're out there.
Yeah.
I know you're listening.
But see, Tom, you should ask them, well, why haven't you called?
Yeah.
You know. Well, did we tell the number?
We did. 343-0106.
And you can also text to that number. The text machine is up and running.
Yep. Yeah, it is working. I know we had the Senior Bowl this past weekend, but
Super Bowl coming Sunday.
Yeah. Did y'all furnish the cars for that?
We did. We did several of the Tahoes for the Senior Bowl. So we have those back at the shop now.
Y'all sell them for a discount now.
They're discounted a little bit.
Markdown.
Yeah.
So and only a few miles on them.
If you look, yeah, I mean, they used them for a week. Yeah, so it's no big deal. You know, everything's
might have 100 miles.
Everything's good. But, you know, they'll be discounted and out there ready for the customers here shortly.
That's neat for someone that's really looking for one of the Tahoes. Was it just Tahoes that y'all had down there?
I think that's all we had was Tahoes.
But if you go buy one, I'd want one to, you know, because I'm sure you probably have some idea about who had the vehicles or what have you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that ought to be worth something.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I got the car that, you know.
Yeah.
It hurts used.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Jalen.
But
I don't think they give Jalen.
I don't think they give the players cars, but you know the coaches and that.
That's cool. I'd like to have one that Patrick drove.
Well, when you consider most of the NFL coaches were in town.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a big deal, no doubt.
And these trucks are fully equipped, I assume.
Oh yeah, I mean they're all nicely equipped vehicles, in good shape and ready to go. So, you know, very full inventory right this second. They've been working me to death trying to get cars prepped and out on the line because we had a really killer month last month and doing very well this month.
Closed out the year with big sales.
Yep, they've been moving a bunch of vehicles, which means they're bringing in a bunch of new vehicles.
They're going to replace them.
Yeah,
They're not going to sell out of an empty wagon, are they?
No. They keep the wagon full. That's for sure.
They got more than one pot.
When we have to start, finding other parking spots for them because they won't all fit behind the detail department to get them cleaned up to get out on the lot. You know, it's we got a parking lot full for sure. But
detail. What do you do to detail a brand new car?
Oh, it's basically we're doing our, there's, certain protectants in that on the interior and exterior of the vehicle that they have to pull off. They'll go ahead and put a sealer on the outside of the vehicle, wash everything really well, and then put a sealer on the outside of the vehicle, put sealer on the cloth interior cars.
Sealer?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Kind of like a, for lack of a better term, like a Scotch guard type thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But what does it do, peel off or pop
No.
off?
No. It's just something to keep the stains from soaking into the materials and that. But
what about those white covers I see on the cars all the time? Those are not glued on there or anything. Isn't that just
stuck on there.
It sticks some?
Yeah, they're like a plastic wrap.
Do you have to use some chemical or something?
No,
that glue off.
It comes off pretty clean. They just have to wash the car. And it comes off pretty clean.
I know why they do that, but why? You tell the public why they put all those covers on those cars.
Well, and one of the things that we've had to deal with for years, and it doesn't necessarily show up as much right now with the vehicle, but you have what they call rail dust. When a car has been on a train, you got a metal wheel on a metal track, and it basically wears, and then that dust from that kicks up, it gets on the car, and it can actually start rusting once it gets on the car later on down the road.
It's iron.
Right.
Yeah, steel.
Yeah, so they actually get in there and clean all that off really well and apply a sealer over the top of it. That way but a lot of them, as they're coming in, they have certain areas of the vehicle covered up, because even if it's on a transport truck, like the front ends, the back ends, that kind of stuff, they're fairly exposed up in there, some protecting on
those
things.
You're getting some debris from wind, and, if you're running through some areas where you're getting some excessive wind and what have you, that's going to be picking up debris and sand and what have you, then you don't want that to mess up your paint job on the car.
Right.
And if Lord have mercy, if it was love bug time.
Yeah, it's kind of strange to see you walk around a vehicle and the whole back of it be plastered with love bugs. Yeah, but it was on the transport truck backwards, going down the road. So
they're looking for a new car too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So they're looking for a new ride, baby.
Yeah. We actually got pretty lucky this past year, but they weren't real bad. But I've seen it where it was just horrible.
My darling.
That being said, is there any real protective of being in a dealership that you would recommend, or would they recommend from the detail shop on applying to a car to maybe keep the bugs and the fan debris off? I know they make what they call hood bras or bumper bras, It's a clear coating that goes over that whole car and it sticks to it, but I mean not going there, is there some kind of chemical or something you could put on it?
There is, and like the clear bra stuff you're talking about, I'm not a big fan of. It's great if you put it on there and you leave it on there a couple of years and then pull it off and reapply. But what normally happens is people put it on there and they'll forget about it.
Right. They don't take
it
off.
And it stays there to the point to where it gets hard and starts cracking. Mm-hmm. And once it starts cracking, you can't get it off.
Right.
It's
well, you're going to ruin the clear coat on the paint job trying to get the stuff off.
Right. You'll ruin the finish on the car trying to get that clear bra off that was actually there to protect the paint. So you're kind of counterproductive at that point. But the biggest thing is they make all kind of different coatings for the cars now. But a good quality wax is the biggest and best thing that you can keep on a vehicle anyway. And we use it, and I don't know the name of it, but we use a different kind of sealer. When they seal the paint. And then if you keep wax over that, it stays good.
Do have a special sealer that you utilize?
Yeah. It's a
it something that's on the aftermarket, maybe.
I don't remember.
Well,
the name
you'll
of
remember
it
later.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, I might remember it later.
There,
but
if I stood here and worried about it, I wouldn't remember it.
Exactly.
After a while, they'd go ding. Oh, well, that stuff is so-so.
Right. But they're they do a good job of cleaning them up and getting them prepped and have a good looking inventory out there at all times. So, of course, we got pollen season coming up here shortly, which is going to be a challenge for us trying to keep cars looking right.
But, that and what about those special cabin filters? Should we worry about that here on the coast?
Well, we definitely need to be. That's one of the things we do every time we service a vehicle is we check cabin filter. For the simple fact that we've got so much pollen down here that it doesn't take long for it to get clogged up. So you need to stay abreast of checking it. That and the air filter for the motor as well. Yeah.
I know that they have recommended periods of time on those cabin filters and all, and the air filters on the vehicles. But I think with the, as you say, the pollen and all of the stuff that we have flying around here in our air from the industrial plants that we have here on the coast, it's just one of those things that every time you think about it, you need to check it.
Well,
whether it's been 2 months, 3 months, or whatever.
Well, that's
or
the thing months. Is if you check it every time you service a vehicle, then it won't get forgotten.
There you go.
So, yeah. But looks like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. When you get back, I expect people to be calling us in, 343-0106.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit. Until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first
and welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106.
So we're going to have to, get up here and get a pot and pan and bang on it with a spoon. Make
I guess.
Up
for that. Yeah, I guess everybody's watching the impeachment stuff and that, but that's all right.
That's a loss.
Take a break. Too. Take a break.
That's a loss. We don't have any control over that, so there's no need to worry about it.
Absolutely.
All right, let me run this one by you. I heard a guy from a car place. Woo, get that call.
Got a couple.
Save my question.
Got a couple. Caller, are you on there?
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. I have a question.
Okay.
Are LED lights legal on vehicles?
They better be. They keep building them with new ones with them on there.
Yeah, because My headlights suck. I can't see Jack, and these people with these LED headlights are like, you know, lighting the town up like Christmas lights.
Oh, isn't right. that the truth?
Yeah. Ain't it though?
I saw a guy with a truck today, and I actually stopped and asked him, I said, did you put all of those LED spotlights and all on the front of your truck? Oh, yeah, I just bought them out of a catalog and put that on there. He had eight more lights
That's
on the front
right.
of it.
See, I drive a van, and most of the times I sit up above the lights.
Right,
you know,
right.
The car's closed, but I can't see Jack, and this is terrible. And those LED lights are great.
Oh, they're blind.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
You have a wonderful night.
Thank you, too.
And Frank, appreciate
you.
Your call.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
But, they're perfectly legal. A big part of it is you need to make sure that the lens of your headlight is clear and clean. That actually kills the light more than anything. But if all that's good, clean, and clear, and you're still not bright enough, then, yeah, the LED is an option to go with, for
Isn't
sure.
There's some stuff that'll take all that yellow stuff off the
Yeah,
headlight?
There's a lot of things you can do. You can sand them and polish them and all that. You can sand them and clear coat them. Sometimes it's, depending on the vehicle, it's easier to or cheaper just to replace the whole headlight with a replacement unit. You don't want to do that on the new ones. But,
you don't want to do that on my car.
Yeah.
Well, the new one shouldn't turn yellow.
Yeah. Right.
Let's go to Matt online.
All right. Matt, you with us?
Yeah.
What we can do for you?
Well, I've got a 2015 Chevy Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last couple of months, it seems like when I go to get gas, I start filling it up and it just clicks like it's full.
Right.
And I had to keep on and keep on and keep on until I find the right position or whatever.
Yeah.
For it to fill up.
Hmm. And it could be a couple things, but most likely the canister. Do you have any kind of check engine light or anything like that on?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Most common thing is the canister starting to get stopped up a little bit, which keeps it from venting the air out of the gas tank to let you put the fuel in, which is what makes it kick back. Now, there's a fuel tank vent control solenoid that has to open up when you're fueling up. The filter on it could be getting clogged up a little bit.
I wouldn't think you'd have a problem with a 15.
Well, and not really. We haven't had a lot of problems with them. Every once in a while, is it a four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Does it go off-road at all?
It used to, not so much now. Got 150,000 miles on it.
Right, right. And it's very possible if it has been off-road in any kind of – or even just in a real dusty environment because it's constantly pulling air into that vent as you drive.
Uh-huh.
So if you get in a dusty environment, it starts clogging up that purge canister and the vent solenoid. So,
is that something he could fix?
Well, yeah, probably. But, I mean, the key thing is checking it. You don't want to just start throwing parts at it. The canister itself can get not really real expensive, but it's not cheap either. The vent solenoid is not so bad, but the vent solenoid is actually something you can take the cover off of and blow the filter out. You can at least try
that. Under the hood or under the?
It's under the truck somewhere close to where the cab and the bed meet, and it's actually. The filter should actually be attached somewhere up around the filler neck. You have to get up under the truck and look around up there, and you'll see the filter up in there. So
Okay. Well, I appreciate y'all.
All right. Appreciate you calling in.
And Kevin, before you go to Jerry on the next line, that brings to mind back in the day, if you bought a full tank of, a fill-up of gas, mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but we would pop that handle till they got every ounce of gasoline
in
there.
Don't do that.
But nowadays, you don't want to do that. Why not?
Well, and that's the thing is you don't want to, for the same reason we were just talking about the dust and that getting into the vent, because as soon as you start letting any kind of liquid fuel get back to that, it'll actually turn to mud, just like any dirt will. And it just causes it to clog up worse. So you don't want a packed fuel tank. You know,
but is there something up in the top of the tank, too, that you don't want to get soaked in gasoline or something?
Well, that's where all the vents pick up the air from, so you don't want liquid fuel up there in the vents. Not so much that it's going to hurt anything up there, but you don't want that liquid fuel getting up into the vent system, you know, because it can't vent. It does a good job of venting air, but it can't vent liquids properly.
So when that hose pops off, don't put any more in.
Yeah, I mean, if you think it's put in enough to be a full tank or awful close, then it's a good time to stop. But if you know it was empty and you put 4 gallons in, you probably need to keep going. Yeah. So yeah. But we do have Jerry online. Jerry, you with us?
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to make this real quick because I'm going to run out of y'all's radio range here pretty quick, and I just want to throw something by you.
Okay.
I got a 2008 Honda Fit with about 120,000 miles on it,
mm-hmm.
and I've had a lot of misfires. I've changed my coil pack several times. I got to looking, and I saw where one of the problem things with a 2008 Fit is the ERG valve, and it could make the same symptoms. And I was just wondering if you know about that problem and if it could affect your coil packs.
I wouldn't think it would affect the coil packs as much, but you know, if you have an electronically controlled EGR valve, which is, you know, more than likely what's on that, which I'm sure it is, but you know what happens is the sensor will go bad, or it'll have a bad spot in it, and you know the computer is going to say, okay, I want the EGR valve open 50%, and so it tries to get to that 50% number, and if the sensor is bad around that area, it'll jump back and forth looking for that 50% and can't ever get there. So yep. It's open and closing when it shouldn't be, which makes them run bad. And, you know, it won't necessarily feel like a dead miss, but it will make it surge and run pretty bad, you know.
Yes, sir. I've had a real bad problem with the coil packs. My code's showing misfire in certain cylinders, and it varies, you know.
Right.
And I've changed the coil packs, changed the plugs, and now I see this with the ERG valve, and it's never been changed because I'm a one-owner, you know, it's one-owner car.
Right.
And I was just wondering if changing that cleaning that ERG valve and that little collection port below the intake, if I clean all that out, should that help, or should I just keep throwing coil packs on the thing, you know?
Well, and like I say, the EGR is not gonna affect or make the coil packs go bad.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't really think that's going to be the issue. Now, okay. when you change a coil pack, are you changing the plugs as well?
Yes, sir. I have every time. Yep.
Okay. Because a lot of people make that mistake, and they'll have a carbon track issue, and they'll change a
right.
plug or change a coil
right.
pack, and it transfers to the new other component. You know, the old component will transfer the carbon track to the new component. So
yes, sir.
So, you're doing the right thing. Make sure you change both those at one time. Are you getting any kind of oil or water down in the port down in the passage where the plug is?
No, sir. No okay. water, nothing like that.
Yeah.
I've changed these coil packs like 4 times. I've had it to about 3 different shops.
Yeah.
And it runs great when they first do it. You know, it runs great. And then my check engine light comes on and it starts blinking after a while, and it just runs really, really bad. You know,
right.
I mean, super bad.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say, you know, how long in between changing it and that it's starting to run back. How far you able to
probably
drive?
Probably a couple weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Are you doing aftermarket coil packs, or are you doing the factory ones?
Probably aftermarket. I get them at the parts store. I mean, I don't get them at the dealership or anything.
Yeah, and that may be something you need to try is put, you know, the factory coil packs on it. And also, it wouldn't hurt to replace the full set at one time. Because, you know, part of the thing that happens is you may have one getting weak, and it'll actually strain the others. So, you know, it's and I'm not a big fan of, you know, aftermarket parts are good for what they're intended for. You know, they're good for a lot of things, but, you know, when you start getting into some strange problems, you know, it's always best to back up and put what was the car was built with originally. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate it.
All right.
Hey, Jerry, where are you driving to tonight?
I'm going up to Birmingham.
You a truck driver or are you just a
right? I am. I'm a truck driver.
Well, all right.
Yeah, I'm up here getting close to Atmore, so I usually lose y'all station up here somewhere, so I may fall out, but we're about through anyway. But I do appreciate it. I'm gonna try to do that again.
Okay.
And I think maybe my problem was I never cleared the code, you know. I was told I needed to clear that code out of there before I replaced those things. And also, one time I did not disconnect the battery when I changed all those parts out, and I was told that that's a no-no.
Yeah, that really wouldn't be a big problem on that one. But, you know, it is a good idea to clear the codes after you're done, you know, making a repair, just so you know if the light comes back on, what's really happened. You know, if you have multiple codes, did all of them reset this time, or is, you know, or is some of them old codes? So I always like to reset the codes after I get done with the repair.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate it, and that helps, I guess. I'll try it out.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, to coin an old CB term, keep them between the ditches.
Yep.
Try my best. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. But sounds like it's time for us to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. But we'll be back after these messages.
Let me tell you a story about a hot rod race. The Ford at Lincoln's was setting that pace. The story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. Got a Lincoln motor, really souped up. Model A body makes it look real tough. Got 8 cylinders, use them all. Got overdrive, never stalls. 4-barrel car, but dual exhaust with 4-11 gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Now I pulled out of L.A. late one night, moon and stars shining bright. Driving up that great fine hill, passing cars like they stand still.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies tonight with patchy fog. Lows will be at the lower 40s at daybreak. For Tuesday, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. And the outlook for Wednesday, mostly cloudy with showers and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good afternoon, I'm Peter Albrecht, WKRG News 5. A suspected drunk driver accused of causing a crash that killed a young woman and her unborn child entered a guilty plea as her trial was set to begin today. Deborah Estep pleaded guilty to 2 counts of manslaughter and will be sentenced March 25th. Investigators say Estep was drunk when she collided head-on with Josie Jones on the Foley Beach Express in the summer of 2018. The crash killed Jones and her unborn child. Estep's blood alcohol concentration tested at 0.25, 3 times Alabama's legal limit. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says Corporal Russell Norgren was the officer involved in a shootout Friday that left one woman dead. Norgren has been with the Sheriff's Office for almost 20 years and is currently on administrative leave. 35-year-old Angie Alexander was killed in that shootout. A medical examiner testified today in Pensacola in the capital murder trial of Donald Hartung. The examiner says one brother was killed with a claw hammer, the other slashed in the neck, the mother killed by blunt force trauma to the head. I'm Peter Albrecht, News 5.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance, or if you're thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. Don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Show. This is The Car Doctor, Kevin Raywinkle, along with Tom Claxton. You have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. Getting tongue-tied here for some reason. But Danny, I know you dropped your call there, but if you're still with us, give us a call, and we'll be glad to talk to you and answer your questions. But if anybody else has a question, give us a call or send us a text. But
let's get back to my question.
Yeah, you had
air
a question.
Air filters.
Yeah.
And we were previously talking about cabin filters and mm-hmm. all. And, off the top of your head, is this a 6 month or 1 year normal filter, or does it, as you were talking about, go with the other oil changes and other services that are needed on the vehicle?
Well, and it's just like with the cabin filter, it really depends on the environment you operate in the car in. You know, if you're up and down the highways all day long, you know, it's fairly clear out, you know, no big deal.
Okay.
You know, they'll last a long time. But if you're up and down dirt roads and you know, it's, you know, all the pollen getting out and that kind of thing, you know, okay. It will, just depends.
So there are some extenuating circumstances where the period of time that would normally recommend would not be the right amount of time, so you need to check them.
Right, and that's the thing. With filters like that, you just have to look at them and see what they look like.
Is that a detriment to the flow of air conditioning and or air into the cabin?
Well, you know, with the cabin air filter, absolutely. It's there to filter the air coming into the vehicle and filter it as it goes across the evaporator core and all that to keep the evaporator from getting clogged up.
It's going to interfere with your air conditioning and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it interferes with air conditioning for sure. And I've seen, you know, a car was as little as 7,000 miles on it that it was pretty much stopped up.
Woo!
So it really depends on the circumstances, and this was a clean car, so it's not like it was, you know, stuck on a in a dirt pit somewhere.
Did you or did you not tell me one time that you had a guy was complaining about his the air was not right in the car or something, and y'all pulled the cabin filter out and it had vape oil in it.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm actually talking about. It was
really
inside the car was clean, no issues. I mean, it looked like
so
a
one of those fog
vehicle.
Machines or smog machines. Yeah, they call it vape.
Yeah, all the vape pens or whatever you want to call them. This guy was one of the ones that you see that, you know, had the car smoked up and smoking out the window big time, but it was stopped up to the point to where he had concerns with the airflow coming out the vents. It just didn't blow out the vents hardly at all.
Don't you know, I mean, this is not about a car, but don't you know his lungs had that same crap in them, you know?
Well, and the really bad part about that is, you know that every bit of that oil that was in that filter had gone through him one time.
Yeah, and that through his lungs.
Yeah.
I'm going, what?
How much of that stayed in?
I've heard say that they found people that had 2 or 3 inches or 4 inches of vape oil in their lungs. And they'd have problems like, you know, pneumonia.
Well, I was going to say it's, you know, the same thing as pneumonia. This fluid's built up in your lungs. Yeah, that's kind of what that is.
So, you know, we go from smoking, you know, which is unbelievable bad, to something that could be worse.
Right.
So, unbelievable.
Yeah. So. Anyway,
I don't understand all that philosophy. I mean, you know,
just quit all of it.
Yeah. But you know, these cars nowadays, you know, one thing, you know, they have flow monitors on some of the filters for the trucks and that. So that helps if you just open the hood and look. Which
would
most
this
of
be?
Them don't,
would this but, be like a half ton pickup truck or 3/4 ton or one
well, the
ton?
Half ton and up stuff usually has a flow meter somewhere on the airbox to let you know whether it's getting stopped up. It leaves a little.
But you still got to raise the hood to see that. It's not in the cab.
Still got to look under the hood, which most of us are guilty of not doing.
Does the hood work on the cars now?
They do.
I try not to raise my
finding the release oh, is a challenge Lord, for me.
Let me throw this talking about raising hoods. How many of you guys out there have had rats or squirrels eat some kind of electrical component or electric lines under your car?
Oh yeah, you it know? Happens quite a bit.
It's well, you know this time we used to see that all the time. But I just had an occasion this past couple of weeks where my son lives over in Florida, and the fuel rail has a rubber hose from the one side of the rail to the other, and something, and he thinks it was squirrels because he's had so many squirrel problems,
right?
That he thinks it's a squirrel eat that hose, and he cranked that truck up. He said, "Man, it smells like gas." I said, "Well, don't let it stay running."
You know? That's right.
So they don't got a record. They got a record, towed it to the shop, and they cranked it up and had the hood up and looking at it. It was spraying gas everywhere.
Right.
It's wonder it didn't catch on fire.
Yeah. It's it can definitely happen.
Well, mothballs or red pepper or anybody got any suggestions that they've used or heard any old remedies?
I'll tell you another twist on that too. We used to have a problem. We had some bunch of stray cats in our neighborhood, and in the wintertime, where the warmth from the motor, we went through a spell where we had to open the hood every time we wanted to go somewhere, and 9 times out of 10, there was a little kitten sitting down inside the engine amongst the components trying to find a little warmth.
Yeah. You got to be careful. I mean, that's. I understand they're just looking for a warm place to survive. But the amount of damage that they can do can be extensive.
Or if they fall out, you run over.
Or if the dog chases them up to the car and the cat gets up under the hood, then the dog's going to tear your damn car up.
Well,
but it's the toenails.
Yeah, and we had a truck brought in and the customer. Thought it was vandalism damage, because right around the transmission area there was, just the wiring harness was just destroyed, which actually ended up totaling out the truck because, it was a high mileage truck, but it needed a whole engine harness and some wire repair on top of that and a couple little components. So it actually totaled the vehicle out, but
I'm listening. I'm listening. I want to hear this story.
Well, and what I explained to the customer is more than likely what's happened is either a cat or squirrel, something was running from a dog, would be my guess. And he said, you could see where someone dug out under the truck and all this. It's like more than likely that dog was trying to get at whatever had climbed in and hid on top of the transmission, where the dog couldn't get to it, and they'll sit there and they'll destroy. I've seen them pull a bumper cover off a vehicle.
Golly. Yeah. But they were gnawing and pulling on all of the wiring harness and everything that was underneath it.
Yeah. I mean, they'll destroy one, no doubt. It's
Well, I've seen a picture on TV where that they, like you're saying, they actually tore, it was about four dogs, and they tore the bumper covers off of this pickup truck.
Oh yeah,
and it had these rubber mud flaps and all that were around the whole fender well, and they tore those out, pulled them all apart with their teeth, and while that cat was up under there.
Oh yeah.
So, and then the owner hollered at the dogs, and the dogs turned and looked at them, and you saw the cat run out and went up and got out of the tree. I don't think he was satisfied with his height.
Right. He wanted to get a little higher ground there, but.
They destroyed the front end of that truck.
Yeah, we had one not that long ago that we ended up having to put a complete body harness in because of some kind of rodent damage to the ABS system in the back of a little
Holy
Equinox.
Cow.
It had chewed on enough wires to where it didn't feel comfortable with just repairing a couple of wires.
No.
It's when it got into the ABS and other systems.
You can't afford to mess that stuff up.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was right, and so I ended up having to. You basically have to pull the whole interior out and everything to put the body harness from one end to the other on the vehicle.
I don't guess they could put any kind of mesh under the engine or anything.
No, I mean I don't know that I've never seen a good answer as to what will keep them out.
Yeah,
you know.
Would somebody look that up on the internet out there and give us a call? We got about another 10 minutes or so here.
Well, there's 9,000 different.
I'll bet there's 9,000 different ways,
remedies on how to keep them out. But
they don't have to call in. They could text them to us. But some of the chemicals and stuff that you could put under there that wouldn't hurt your vehicle. I mean, I've heard of people putting mothballs and stuff like that and cayenne pepper.
Cayenne pepper doesn't work.
Been
there and done that, huh?
Engine heat would kill most of that, I would think.
Yeah, but, you know, it's, you know, and unfortunately, most of the manufacturers have gone to having some kind of beautification, sound deadening panel over the top of the motor.
Oh, yeah. You can't see it.
Which is just a nice, comfortable hiding spot. Right. You know, a little warmer, for them to go hide under.
I just had a flash. Mm-hmm. What if somebody actually put their cars in their garage instead of using it for a junk room?
Yeah, and that's
they would probably be in there staying warm anyway. So.
That would be a unique thing for most people, no doubt. Because
have you ever noticed how many houses with double garages and no vehicles ever park in them?
They make nice storage shelters.
Yeah.
My wife's Equinox is parked outside because it's not coming in my garage.
But you got too many race cars.
I got too many toys in there as it is.
Antique trucks and stuff.
And she's got her convertible put in there, but her Equinox is having to sit outside.
You're going to go home one day, the construction guy's going to be there pouring concrete.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a break and let you hear from our sponsors. We'll be back.
That you see were burned off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll rot along the highways in this land.
If you're looking for piping, two locally owned and operated companies have all the answers: Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast. APS provides construction, landscaping, civil engineering, and sewer system piping, and they pride themselves on providing prompt service and on-time delivery. Their customer service is second to none. APS also specializes in erosion control, soil and water separation, and slope and channeling control products in a variety of materials designed to fit your specific applications. Universal Precast specializes in storm boxes and industrial storm drains and covers. No job is too large or too small. Call David Jones and the professionals at Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast for all your piping needs. Located at 5721 Highway 90 West, Mobile. Call 653-1399. That's 653-1399. Alabama Pipe and Supply and Universal Precast.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 1065. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Remick, along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call or send us a text, 343-0106. We did have one of our listeners send in a remedy for cat repellent. It's a mix apple cider vinegar and water 1-to-1 ratio. The vinegar can also be substituted for an essential oil such as citronella, lavender, peppermint, or lemongrass.
Peppermint works good.
Yeah.
And it's good to put around your doors to keep, like ants and stuff coming in.
Yeah.
Around your in and out of doors.
Houses. You would think that would attract them.
But, but it's that peppermint is something so strong.
Yep. But we have a caller online. Caller, you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I guess they're not here.
Guess they're not listening. There you go.
Here. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Got you now. What can we do for you?
All right. Well, this is a response to the call-in from Jerry.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, I would like to know why y'all said to go ahead and replace his coils and spark plugs again.
Well, if it actually goes to running correctly for the first, 3 weeks or so, and replacing a coil fail at a time, then more than likely it's not a very good coil. Either that or he's got a problem with coil saturation due to a computer. The cheaper fix would be to try the coils first, but do them as a set and do it as a factory coil.
The reason I was asking is because he said he replaced them 3 or 4 times already,
right?
And generically, when it comes down to an engine misfire, it's more than likely not going to be a coil situation because he replaced them multiple times. It's probably some kind of a vacuum leak via intake or a bad valve, or in his context where he mentioned the EGR, if the EGR is malfunctioning at certain points, then that could also be a situation where it causes
right. Well, and the reason I didn't go that direction with it was that when he changes the coil pack, it actually corrects it for a short time, for several weeks, not just a couple minutes or a day maybe, but it's either a poor quality coil or he's getting an oversaturation from the ignition module, which on that one's going to be the computer itself, because you can actually oversaturate the coils and it'll actually damage them. It'll overheat the coils on it. So like I say, it's when we're doing it over the radio, we have to go with our best guess on it, and based on what we've heard.
I'm in accord with you. You're on the right track, and under the different circumstances, that's exactly where I would go and where Kevin would go. But I think the whole thing that threw us in a tailspin was the fact that he could change a coil out and it run okay for 3 or 4 weeks, and that kind of didn't make sense, and then it would happen again.
Well, if it was a an air leak or something like that, I would not expect it to
fix it,
to change it at all.
Right.
I would think it would still have a problem.
That's cool. And also on the fuel and gas tank,
yeah,
I do want to give y'all props on that, because in fact it is called a vacuum canister. It is not called a liquid canister.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. It's a vapor canister, no doubt. It's there for fuel fumes, not for liquid fuel.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, I do appreciate you listening.
Enjoy listening to you guys, and I hope you have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling in.
That's a good news that he brought there, but that's one of the reasons that you don't want to keep when it kicks off. You don't want to keep doing it, because that loads the liquid over into that vacuum canister,
right?
And then it saturates that, and then you've messed up your canister.
Yep. And I haven't seen it on the 15 model and newer 14, 15 model trucks. But I've seen it on the earlier trucks Tahoes and that, where the canister would actually, you know, it's contained inside, you know, a bag, for lack of better terms, but it's a sock of some sort. The charcoal pellets that are in it, and that sock will break, and it'll start pulling that charcoal up into the vent system. And when that happens, you have to replace everything. You know, your vent solenoid, the purge solenoid. You have to clean the lines out. You have to replace the gas tank because that charcoal gets up in those vents that are molded into the top of the tank, and you can't get it apart to look at them and clean them out. And it'll make it almost impossible.
I saw a gentleman at a service station the other day, and he was trying to pack his tank. And I said, "Hey, buddy," he said, "Yeah, man, what?" I said, "Don't do that." He looked at me like, "It's my damn car, you know." I said, "No," I said, "You it was a late model vehicle." I said, "You could be hurting yourself." I don't understand what you're talking about. So then I had to stop and, you know, tell him where we were going with that. Oh well, okay. Nobody's ever told me that.
I don't remember the guy's name. But when we got our Camry, it was an 09. Mm-hmm. But the salesman actually told us, because we'd picked out the car and we were waiting for the paperwork, he told us, don't overfill your gas tank.
Right.
And I would almost recommend that any time somebody sells a new car.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just true.
I mean, I know it's in the owner's manual, Kevin, because I know you love the manual.
Right.
But that's one tip that we really appreciated, because we would have just kept on keeping on like
we used
to.
Hey, in the old days, we packed those tanks, man.
Oh,
we wanted to get every ounce in there you could.
Get one more half mile out of it before we had to refill.
And speaking of manual, owner's manual, I printed off pages out of an owner's manual for two different customers today. So, I mean, it comes in handy from time to time. So.
Well, I like the ones I have with our car, too. There's a quick section that you can kind of – it's like getting started.
Right.
And it gets you the high points, and then, you know, if you're really fighting insomnia, you can read the rest of it.
Exactly. We do have another text message here, though. See, I have a 2005 GMC Sierra that needs the shocks replaced. I have been looking at Bilstein and Rancho. Do you prefer one over the other, or should I go back with the AC Delco? You know, really, both of those brands are good quality brands. Bilstein has always been kind of the upper level of that aftermarket brand.
Right.
Matter of fact, they're also the preferred go-to for GM on their, you know, off-road package trucks. So they're actually a production shock for a lot of our vehicles. So. It's kind of hard to go wrong with the Bilstein. The Rancho's good for a lot of your off-road stuff as well. They've been around forever, build a quality product. So, you know, I don't have a problem with either one. You know, Bilstein's always been good to us. I've even raced them on some of our race cars over the years. So, you know, I'd be comfortable with either one, really. You know,
and all the production shocks, either one is, any of those three is okay.
Yeah, you know, I hate to be non-decisive on giving you an answer there, but, you know, shocks are not a real problem anymore. Even the factory AC Delco for that vehicle, you know, most of the time, you know, we don't have a real problem with them. And you're talking about a 15-year-old Sierra, and it's just now time to take them off. So
that tells you what they are.
Yeah, so it's not a bad deal. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Runkle, along with Tom Claxton. And we will be back next week.
Yep. And for all of our veterans out there, I'll be going, hoorah.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free.
Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203.